This is St. Louis Public Radio. At the height of the Jim Crow era, Black-owned businesses flourished in St. Louis neighborhoods like the Ville by necessity. Many businesses in the Ville were listed in the famous Green Book and lesser-known guides. These booklets directed Black travelers to businesses and lodgings that would welcome them. As St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports, their legacy lives on.
Imagine traveling across the country with your family between the 1930s and the 1960s. Of course, before you hit the open road, you would have your suitcase, a pair of sunglasses, some money, and maybe a map. But if you were African American and traveling during that time, you most likely brought along another resource to help safely navigate you to your destination, the Negro Motorist Green Book, better known as the Green Book.
In the hills in the Ozarks, I'm headed to St. Louis.
That's Kandacy Taylor. She was driving across the country on a book tour and recently stopped through St. Louis to discuss her latest work, Overground Railroad, The Green Book, and the Roots of Black Travel in America. The Traveler's Manual was published between 1936 and 1967, during the height of the Jim Crow era.
It was a critical tool that saved Black people's lives, period.
Amid racial segregation, driving from city to city was often seen as dangerous for African-American motorists.
There were thousands of sundown towns throughout the country, and those were all white towns, and they were all white on purpose. And a state like Missouri had like over 200 sundown towns.
The Green Book's pages were filled with Black-owned establishments in almost every state. It came in handy for drivers so they would know what places they could confidently walk into without being embarrassed or terrorized by whites. In the 1939 issue of the Motorist Guide, St. Louis offered 8 secure sites for travelers, including hotels, restaurants, service stations, and taverns. The Green Book became popular among St. Louis's Black community, but before the Green Book came the Urban League of St. Louis's own business directory. The group published one in 1934, 2 years before the publication of the first issue of the Green Book. Some residents in the city still have copies of these directories.
Hi, Mr. Wright. This is Andrea with St. Louis Public Radio.
That's John Wright. He's a local historian.
How are you?
Have a seat.
Okay.
His Central West End home looks like a mini museum. There's African American art and a few St. Louis African American history books that he penned. Sitting on a glass table is an issue of the St. Louis Negro Business and Trade Directory.
The Ville, when I grew up, was about 1 square mile. You know, you could walk to your barber shop, beauty shop, bakery shop, grocery store without getting on transportation.
Wright says it's hard to overstate what the Negro Business Trade and Directory did for the city.
What else do you remember in here?
The Douglas Theater and Strand Theater for Blacks, movie theaters for Blacks. I went to Douglas, I went to the Strand once. But Douglas was on Finney. It's gone. It's a vacant lot.
Unfortunately, after the Civil Rights Act of 1964, many Black businesses began to close because they could not compete with integration. Here's the author, Taylor, again.
They stopped going to these places that have been built up and patronized for decades. And as a result, they just literally were abandoned. And it's sad.
The St. Louis restaurant, Sarah Lou's Cafe, also felt the effects of integration. The cafe was mentioned in the Green Book from 1959 to 1963. The structure is still standing today in the Ville neighborhood. However, the building is deteriorating. The local nonprofit Northside Community Housing is working to restore the cafe. Michael Burns is the president of the housing organization. He says the cafe holds a special place in his heart.
And I actually lived on the block, so I was very familiar with it. You know, particularly we loved the shrimp dinners. That was the thing that everybody was raving about. But it was actually a socialization area.
The housing group wants to take on more projects for North St. Louis. But right now, it's hoping to save Sarah Lou's Cafe with a $300,000 crowdfunding campaign that it started last week.
I just personally believe that once we get that building stabilized and bring it back to its original grandeur, it's going to bring about so much pride to not only North St. Louis, but the city of St. Louis in general.
And that pride lives on because of travel directories like the Green Book and the St. Louis Negro Business and Trade Directory. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.